Casino applications from the Stockbridge Munsee Tribe and the Lac du Flambeau Chippewa were both denied last Friday. Stockbridge Munsee Tribal President Bob Chick says the rejection of his tribe's plans for a casino on ancestral land in upstate New York ignores a requirement that the federal government must consult with tribes before changing gaming regulations.
There are standards developed by Congress and set into place, and clearly those standards were not considered when the secretary made the decision in this particular case.
The Lac du Flambeau tribe's plans for a casino in Shulsburg, 300 miles from its northern Wisconsin reservation, were also shut down. William Thompson, a public policy professor at the University of Nevada in Las Vegas, carried out an economic impact study for the gaming hall near the Illinois border. He says it appears the Bureau of Indian Affairs is violating the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act.
We do have a law that says there may be off-reservation under certain circumstances. Let's see the circumstances. Let's see the Department of Interior doing something besides just saying no.
Meanwhile, the Bad River and St. Croix Chippewa and the Menominee tribes are still hoping the department will just say yes to their casino plans in Kenosha and Beloit. None of those three tribes were on the list of 11 across the country whose casino plans were quashed last week. A spokesman for the Bad River tribe says the department's actions are unfair to small rural tribes whose casinos have trouble breaking even because they're far from the big cities where most gamblers live. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.